सहनावतु सहनौपुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ओके, okay, so the Bhandarkar 2, page 175 in the old book. Lesson 21. Starting with Veda Avinashinam Nityam, Bhagavad Gita.
Starting with what?
Veda Avinashinam. It's on page 175 of the old book. About 10, 5 down from the top. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, oh, yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 lines down from the top.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Okay, good.
So, is it me? All right. Veda vinashinam nityam yaha enam ajam vyayam katam saha purushaha.
That's ajam avyayam, right?
Ajam avyayam, I thought I said that, but I don't know. Katam saha purushaha harta kam ghatayati hanti kam. So, deva, I mean, Veda Vinashinam is a, I think it's a Bahuvrahi, is it? Well, it's a compound.
Avinashinam, Veda.
Oh, right, Avinashinam.
Avinashinam.
So Veda is knowledge, or sacred knowledge, and Avinashinam is an adjective meaning immutable, immortal.
Let me tell you one thing. This Veda is a verb. It's almost like an aorist form that's used in the imperative.
Okay.
It's an unusual form. I think we had it long
it's
time
used
ago.
Used in the imperative.
Yeah, may you know.
So it's not a compound.
It's not a compound.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that I was like, I could not get a translation.
This is a
trouble. Okay, may you know.
This is a Gita verse. I wish I had the number of it.
Okay. Well, I wish you would have given us a footnote or something on that.
Yeah,
that's kind of unfair. So it is...
May you know.
May you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like an imperative, is that what you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just make a note of that.
Uh-huh. Oh, actually, it's in the dual two, but this is yaha, so it's he who knows, so it's in the third person. I think it's in the same, in the second and the third person.
Okay. Okay.
This is the third person. Yaha Veda.
Maybe
it's not being used as an imperative. I've got to look this up, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, he who knows. Maybe it's just used in the...
That's...
He who knows it. That's how it's being used. But I believe there's something about Veda. It's like an aorist form. I thought it was only in the imperative, but let me...
Okay.
Just go ahead and we'll have it. Just use
okay.
it. He who knows for now.
Okay,
and then
I'll
find this out for you.
All right.
This
and the Avinashinam is in the accusative singular. Nityam is the next word, eternal or unchanging in the accusative singular. Then yaha, he, or who or which, sorry, it's the nominative singular. And then we have enam, which is this in the accusative singular, ajam. This ajam, he lists unborn, or would that be also another word for eternal?
Yeah.
For ajam, unborn, just say unborn.
Unborn, okay,
yeah.
So it's just unborn. And then vyayam.
Avyayam.
Avyayam. Oh, sorry, I keep doing that. I left it off here, too. Avyayam is perishable or liable to change, mutable.
And so avyayam is what?
Is accusative singular.
But it's avyaya means it's imperishable.
Right.
Oh, I thought...
Oh, no, it means imperishable. Oh, yeah.
Because of the
I see.
Because of the
I got it. That's what was happening. Okay.
29, you might want to make a note of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just a second. The Veda Avinashinam.
Yeah.
Is the second Gita, second chapter, 221. 21st verse, second chapter, 21st verse.
Okay. All right, did you want me to keep going?
For Veda, he says, Vijanati. So he's putting it in the third person. But in the Bhasha, it's not going to tell how this is a stranger, okay? So Vijanati, you know Vijanati from Vijna? When you put that V, it often means, Vishesha Jnana means, you know when you have knowledge of the self, Samanya Jnana, just general, I am, I exist. Vishesha Jnana is knowing the nature of my amness, of my being. So it means aparoksha jnanam. So when you say vijnanam, so the one who knows directly immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay.
So
that's what he says, vijanati. Veda means vijanati. It means one who really knows.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And so what he really knows is...
He clearly knows.
Avinashinam means that the self is immortal. Is that what this is trying to say? The one who has the knowledge that the self is immortal?
Yes.
Okay.
And the self is anam? That's
he who knows this. He who knows this.
Okay.
This
he who
Atma.
Knows this. But this is referring to Atma.
The Atma, yeah.
Okay.
Enam ajam avyayam.
Okay. And so enam ajam avyayam is this unborn.
He,
unborn
you say
imperishable.
Like this,
is
he
unborn
who knows
and imperishable?
This, if you say he who knows this as.
Okay.
As unborn, right?
And this just...
As unborn,
right,
nityam.
This refers to
Atma.
Okay.
The Atma, yeah.
Okay. And then kattam means how. Saha hi purushaha, or that man. Partha is the son of Pritha. So it's in the vocative, singular. So it's O Partha. So someone's saying...
Arjun,
something.
Right? Partha's Arjun.
It's Partha Arjun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh,
son of Prithu.
Okay. And then kam is accusative singular, and I'm not sure what that's saying. Is it saying who there? Is it another question?
With katam? Or kam?
Yeah.
Kam is going to be the object of a causal, so you're...
Okay.
It's the object of the causal.
Okay. Yeah, I had trouble translating it as object of the causal. Okay. And then got... Katayati is from Hun, and it's the causal present third person singular. Causes to kill and makes kill.
Yeah.
And then Hunti is present third person singular from Hun, kills, and then come again. So, anyways, I need help translating this.
It'll make it easier in English if you start with whom does that person?
Whom does that person kill?
Cause to kill.
Okay, who does that person cause to kill?
So with the katam, then you say,
So that person is saha purushaha, right?
But then katam, how can it be? How can that person cause to kill whom? It's easy in the Sanskrit, but it's a little awkward in English.
But it's two phrases, right? Kam ghatayati hanti kam. So
yeah,
who can he kill?
And whom can he kill? Whom can he cause to kill? And whom can he kill? But then you've got the katam. In how?
Yeah, how can that be?
Right? How can he? Whom can he cause to kill? And whom can he kill? How can there be?
So katam is kind of like, how is that possible?
How is that possible?
Okay.
So it's very easy in the Sanskrit, but if you try to make a translation, you almost... How can this be possible? Whom can he kill?
Okay.
How can it be possible that he can kill someone? Or that he can cause to kill someone?
Okay.
And whom would that be?
Okay.
So how and whom is the idea.
Okay.
And then when they put kam... Kam khatayati hanti kam, that's almost in flow with the... Is that in flow with the whole poetry? I mean, is it placed because of that? Because it flows probably easily.
Yeah, that's
kam
right. But both mean something, right?
Neither can he
cause to kill anyone to kill somebody.
Right.
He can't cause somebody to kill,
mm-hmm.
nor can he.
Kill, right.
And, you know, whom can he kill and whom can he cause to kill?
Okay. And then it's basically he who has this knowledge.
That's right.
Okay.
He who knows this.
Who knows this.
Yeah.
Not the self is immortal, unchanging, unborn, and imperishable. This is immortal.
He who knows this,
eternal.
This as avinashinam nityam, ajamanaviyam, how can such a person, and whom, how can such a person cause whom to kill, and how can such a person kill whom? But we can't say that in English. We would say, you know, how can he do this? How can he, in what manner, by what means? Because in the Bhasha it says, kena prakarena, you know, by what means can he do this? Then you would say, whom can he cause to kill, or whom can he kill? By what means is that possible?
I get the meaning. It's just the putting it together.
Well, in English, you have to do something. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Ash, can I try the next one if you help me with the meanings?
Sure. Should we read those first two lines? Should you read those for us?
Yeah.
Veda avinashinam nityam.
Veda avinashinam nityam.
Yaenam ajam avyayam.
Yaenam ajam avyayam.
Katham sapurushaha partha.
Katham sapurushaha partha.
Kam ghatayati hantikam.
Kam ghatayati hantikam.
Ghatayati. This next one is Gita also.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, this one you should. This one I won't have problems with, I don't think.
Nainam chinditi shastrani. Nainam gahati pavakaha. Na chainam klede yantyapo. Na shoshayati marutaha. So, okay, chinditi. Nainam is eyes. And that's in the. Is that in the nominative?
Is that eyes? I thought it was
Na'enam. Sorry.
Na'enam.
It's Na'enam. Oh,
by the way, this is again chapter 2, verse 23.
Sorry.
I'm going to mark that down.
Oh, and Enam then is the same accusative singular this,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so,
this, yeah.
Right. And so that's probably referring to the Atma again. Right. Na enam chindati shastrani, and this cannot be pierced. So chindanti is third plural, pierced, to be pierced. Shastrani is weapons in nominative plural.
Mm-hmm.
So that's plural. So this atma cannot be pierced by weapons. Na enam dahati pavakaha. Again, not, and then enam accusative singular, dahati. I forget actually what dahati means.
Burn.
From da.
Tita anti. So that's in present first.
Third
yeah. Singular, I meant. And pavaka then is file? Is that wind?
Yep. It's fire.
And that is just in nominative singular. So why don't they use instrumental here, Carol? It cannot be cut by weapons, and it cannot be burned by fire.
Because it's not. They're not doing it in a. I mean, that would be passive. They would be using a passive.
Weapons don't cut. This.
Oh, weapons.
Yeah,
don't
it's weapons.
Cut it.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Fire doesn't
sorry,
burn
sorry.
This. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, because
it's active.
Just
yeah,
it's
active
voice.
Instead of doing
right.
A passive voice.
So weapons don't cut it, and fire doesn't burn it. Na cha enam akledayanti. Is that api?
Mm-hmm.
Or okay.
No,
so
it's apaha.
Apaha.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sorry. So that's water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nor and. Water doesn't wet it.
Mm-hmm.
That's third person singular. Na shoshayati marutaha. Shoshayati, actually, I don't know what that means.
That's a causal form, right?
Yeah,
you the
and it cannot be done something by marutaha.
It's make dry.
Make
to dry,
water.
Yeah.
And it cannot
from
be.
Shoop.
From shoop?
Shush.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I just...
And did you get that Cladiati is also causal, right? Cladiati?
Mm-hmm.
From clid.
Yes, it cannot be made wet.
Water can't make it wet. Water can't,
make it wet because mm-hmm. it's the causal from the water.
And the wind can't
and the
dry
wind
it.
On.
I had a question.
Yeah.
So when you're talking, is this, I think I remember with apaha, water.
It's plural.
It's plural. Yeah, that's right. It's always plural.
It's always plural.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Okay, that's
water is always plural.
And that's why.
I remember you said the many, many drops.
Yeah. Somehow that came in because we had Cladienti, which is third person plural. So.
Yeah, that's okay. A good question.
Cladienti. See, I miss all this. Okay, shall I read it?
Mm-hmm.
Nainam chindanti shastrani.
Nainam chindanti
shastrani.
Nainam dahati pavakaha.
Nainam dahati pavakaha.
Nachainam kledayanti apaha.
Nachainam kledayanti apaha.
Nashoshayati marutaha.
Nashoshayati marutaha.
Okay. Samyojayati vidyaiva nichagapi naram sarit samudram niva durdarsham nripam bhagyataha bhagyamataha param samyojyati is the causal of samyuj, and it's present third person singular, and it's like to join or unite, or you can be also mean to be endowed with something, or to accomplish. Anyway, I think it means to be endowed with, or to have, possess. Vidyaiva is vidya and eva, knowledge. Alone? Would that be all knowledge alone?
Yeah, or even.
Even for like a low. Even.
Knowledge only knowledge.
I think it might be even here. Anyway.
Not even, that's uppy. It's not going to be
even. Oh, okay.
But you've got an uppy there that brings an even
right.
in, yeah.
Okay.
With
nichagaha. Got it. So it's not like only here. Okay. Nichagaha is like a low person, or I. It's like nicha, which is low, and then when you put ga on it.
But look at the sandhi between nicha ga p. What's the sandhi there?
Is it nicha ga like instrumental and uppi?
Not instrumental, but
nicha ga.
Nicha ga would be nominative plural. No.
Vidya.
Oh, it's feminine.
Vidya nominative singular.
Okay. Feminine nominative singular. Okay. Wow. Okay. Nichaga, low going people. Low
say
people.
The vidya is nichaga. The vidya, the knowledge, has gone into a lowly person.
Okay.
So the knowledge is something that's now it's flowed into, it's residing
yeah.
in a knowledge just
in,
residing
yeah,
even when residing
even
in a lowly
residing.
Person
okay and then upi even naram is accusative singular man and sarit is means river and it's nominative singular or stream or river
right
and then we have samudram eva samudram is the ocean or the sea in the accusative singular eva, which is like the ocean. Durdarsham is inaccessible, unapproachable accusative singular. Nripam, king. So like the inaccessible king or unapproachable king. Then we have Bhagya Mataha, which is a behuvrihi, which means the one who possesses good fortune, Bhagya. Mm-hmm.
In what case?
It's in the, I think it's genitive. It's either ablative or genitive.
Okay, so let's look at the, let me see how you do it.
I'm not sure if I did it right. And then param is like the supreme or the, I think, is the param referring to atma here or?
Param has a lot of different meanings, and so it's a little tricky here.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I think it is, but let's see what you do with the sentence.
Well, what I said was even a lowly person endowed with knowledge, even lowly people, because it's plural.
Now you have to take knowledge as the subject.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Knowledge. Right. Knowledge, even when
abiding in
a lowly person.
Yes.
Knowledge, even when abiding in a lowly person, is like, well, see, this is where I was having trouble, because would you say is like a river?
Well, you would say like, comma, then like a river, okay?
Okay. Okay.
That's giving an example. Once you say that's going to be an example of something, so
like,
you've got two sentences here in a way. One's the example and one's the
okay. So like a river, I don't really quite get how this works. Like, because I understand they're saying it's like the river and the ocean,
right?
And it's like a king and a man. Or king. No, I don't really get how to put this together.
Let me give you a couple of hints. One is that both Sarit and Vidya are feminine.
Right, and they're both nominative.
Right, and they can both take Nichaga. Where Nichaga, this is in the book, Nichaga can mean possessed by a humble man, so Vidya, possessed by a humble man. It can also mean flowing down a sloping ground, so you can say,
okay.
Like a river, a humble man, knowledge possessed by a humble man.
Okay.
Right. Like a river which is flowing downstream. So Nichaga is going to go to those two.
Okay, I get it. Flowing down.
And the next thing is that Durdarsham can go to Samudram and Ripam.
What does Durdarsham mean?
Inaccessible or hard to reach.
So it goes with Samudram and Ripam. Okay.
Yeah.
So meaning like a humble river can reach Samudra, a humble man can reach.
A river going that's flowing downstream. Or a knowledge that abides in a humble man or a lowly man.
Okay, so like a river that's flowing downstream to the ocean. To the inaccessible ocean, or the unapproachable ocean.
Well, remember, you've got a causal here.
Right.
Samyojayate.
Okay, so it's like, like a river that's flowing, flowing down, like a river that's flowing down stream and is united with the inaccessible ocean?
Causes someone to unite with, to reach
the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's like causes someone?
Nadam.
Just
as a river that's going downstream causes, enables a man to reach the ocean, which is hard to get to.
Wow.
Oh, so the same way Vidya can cause...
Vidya, even though abiding in a lowly person,
can cause him to what? One who possesses
to unite with
the blessings like a king.
Oh, from the king. So it's ablative, isn't it? It's ablative. The blessings from the king.
No,
because it's a behuvi.
Both the king is inaccessible. And the ocean is inaccessible.
Right. Okay.
So it can cause a man to reach them?
It can cause a man to... just like a river can cause a man to reach the inaccessible ocean. Similarly,
Vidya,
even though abiding in a lowly person, can cause him to unite with...
The king.
A king.
Wow.
To unite with the king?
To reach. To come into contact with.
So both...
Is it to reach kingship?
No, to come into contact with.
Oh, to come into contact with the king.
A lowly, humble person would never be able to meet a king, right?
No wonder why.
How could a lowly, humble person ever have any type of relationship with a king?
So they know
or knowledge,
And what? So how? What do we do with Bhagya Mataha?
Param. But Bhagya Mataha has to go with Param.
Right.
That's the one supreme fortune or something like that. That's the.
Yeah. So now, Param. The word Param has so many meanings.
Yeah.
So, Param could mean the one who is on the other shore of fortune.
Oh.
You know, the king is beyond fortune. He's on the other side of fortune.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, right. He's the absolute opposite, right? He's the one who is on the extreme side of wealth and, you know.
Yeah.
But it could also go with Nuttam, a person who is the opposite, the total opposite of fortune. So if you were to look at Padam, that's why I don't really know how to take it either. And the guy, he left it out. He just left it out.
He left it out entirely.
That's terrible.
He left it out entirely.
Yeah, he left that out. It's not even great.
The guy's like us.
But if, say if,
yep.
Yeah, that's right. He's like us.
He just drew like, what do I do with that? It's not even there. We need Mandarker to tell us.
See, it's usually Pada, long A, that means the further bank or shore. But this word Pada, which has so many meanings, right?
Yeah.
Far, distant, remote, opposite. Mm-hmm. That's farther than, beyond, on the other or farther side of. So I took it like that.
Okay.
Like it could be, go with the king, the one who is way beyond.
Just the average lowly man, yeah.
Yeah, way beyond wealth. But it could also be other than or different from. And then different from the one who has the lowly, the man who is very different from the one who possesses a lot of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, different from, what was another one? Opposite. It could be opposite, the one who is opposite to the one who has much wealth. Bhagyamata has, like, you know. I think it takes the fifth case, but opposite to the one who has so much wealth. Or it, and Param could be, govern the fifth case, but adjectival to king.
So Param Nripam.
Yeah, the king. Mm. Or adjectival to Nripam. So it could be the man who is at the opposite of,
mm-hmm.
right? Very remote from, opposite of the one who has so much wealth. Of the one who is, or it could be the king who is on the other, far to the extreme, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like highest, supreme. But that's just using who, but it's in the singular. So I don't know how to take it. I don't know who to give it to.
Yeah.
I think maybe I don't know. Do you know Kenny?
No.
Yeah. This got a little confusing. It just by the structure of it, it already says Durdarsham goes with Nripam, you know, means a king who's so inaccessible. Mm-hmm. Who is, you know, on the extreme side, really on the other shore of wealth.
If you just did Bhagya Mataha Param by itself, doesn't that mean like that is supreme good fortune? Or something.
Well, I think it's going to govern the genitive, the ablative here.
Okay.
It would be the king who is beyond wealth,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
On the other or farther side of wealth or good fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So knowledge, if abiding in a lowly person, even when abiding in a lowly person, can take that person who is the opposite of fortunate. It could go that way. He could take wealth, even when abiding in a humble person, can take that man who is on the opposite of fortunate, of one who is fortunate. He can unite him with a king who is inaccessible. Hello, Carol Whitfield speaking. Nilu, hi.
How are you?
Good to hear from you.
I have to do this event. It's my business.
Yeah. What did you say?
She's so cute.
It's my business.
Yes, it got accepted.
Man, that was
so
awesome.
Tara, you go so many levels deeper in your translation and you understand.
Oh,
I just, you know, the stuff that I did, I completely missed the thing with Apaha. It didn't occur to me that it's plural. I just think, like,
it does
you were
stuck
understanding
in my brain.
So many
not really.
Deeper.
You get the translation. I mean, I might get to the root of the words, you know what I mean?
It's so fantastic that you're doing
that. Or the
that's
grammar.
What I want,
I'll get to the grammar, but I don't always get the
want.
Translation.
That's what we're doing.
We have to combine ourselves together, create one.
Oh, I see. Well, just have her give me a call.
Yeah, somehow that stuck in my mind,
that's
aha.
The beauty of the language, is how the grammar fits together, you know, so that's
it's
awesome.
All.
So lovely.
Thank you.
Or anytime. Yes, that'd be fine. Okay, because I'll... Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Is she Indian?
Yeah, Neela, I think she's Iranian. She looks... Yeah. And her last name is kind of not very Indian. I can't even pronounce it. Okay, so where are we?
Nothing, we were just chatting.
Oh, okay.
We're gone.
Okay, well, so we don't really know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I certainly don't.
But say if you leave that part out.
Yeah.
Then it's clear.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just
but
stuff.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know where to give it to the king or to the man.
Right.
Because the causal is knowledge takes the person there.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge, even though when residing in a lowly person, will take a man, a person, even though very poor maybe, to the vicinity of the king, connect him to the king. Knowledge connects a poor man. Even though poor, to a king who is really inaccessible to him.
And Bhagyamataha can only be a fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
Case it cannot be.
It could be
mati, right?
Mm-hmm. It could be plural, but there's
plural,
no place for a plural here.
Yeah.
It could be accusative. Yeah, it could be accusative plural, not nominative. Mantaha would be nominative.
Mm-hmm. I see. Oh, because it takes the in the first five intentions.
Right.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah, good.
Durdarsha means inaccessible or unapproachable. So the Samudra is inaccessible and the king is unapproachable. And so the king is inapproachable. And so in a way it's good knowledge abiding even in a lowly person, you know. Brings the a man. Maybe it was the man who is the opposite of wealthy. Bhagyamataha, the opposite of a wealthy man, into contact with a king who is inaccessible.
Yeah.
And I might consider giving that to the man.
Bhagyamataha.
I don't know. It can work either way, actually.
Yeah.
So, do we have one more to do?
We do.
Let's do it.
So, can I try that? Will you help me?
Sure. Should we? Do we want to read this?
Yes. Let's.
Oh yeah.
Samyojayati vidyaiva.
Samyojayati vidyaiva.
Nichagapi Naram Sarita.
Nichagapi Naram Sarit.
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 Samudram Eva.
Samudram Eva.
Durkarsharam. Durkarsharan.
Durdarshan. Durdarshan. That's where the.
Oh, it's not going over?
No, it's not.
That's inaccessible or inapproachable.
Durdarshanan.
What are you doing? You're doing something extra.
Durdarshan.
Darshan.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. Durdarsham Nrupam.
Durdarsham Nrupam.
Bhagyamataha Param.
Bhagyamataha Param.
Okay. Yes, I don't know a lot of the meanings, but you help me.
Yes.
Yati Satya Abhisandha Twam Rajan Namam Pravasaya Nava Panchacha Varshani Nirjane Gahane Vane. So Yadi is indeclinable if Satya Abhisandha, I just looked it back. Abhisandha, it says, means it's feminine for promise. So, Abhisandha, then is that also the fifth or sixth case?
No, makes it.
No.
Go ahead.
It's, what's happening is it's a feminine noun that's being declined to the masculine because this is a behuvrihi.
Ooh!
So it's kind of
awesome.
Wow!
So it's a feminine noun. Yeah, so it's a feminine noun, abhisandha.
Right.
But because it's declining you, which is a masculine, O king, it is declined in the masculine, and that makes it a behuvrihi when that
declined
happens.
Declined
yeah.
In masculine. But it's not, it's actually got the sandha.
Yes, so it's nominative singular.
Sandhastvam, so but how can it in a bahuvrihi, how can it keep its
Well, a bahuvrihi has to change its masculine, feminine, neuter to match the person that it's a bahuvrihi to.
Right, but I understand that, but I'm saying how can it keep the visarga in the, because there's a sa.
Well, the twam is separate. It's not part of the bahuvrihi.
So then what is this about? Oh, satya bhi.
Exactly. That's the bahuvrihi.
Okay, I thought it's combining with the next one. I couldn't understand. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Satya abhisandaha is the bahuvrihi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's saying, and then twam you, Rajan. So this is really a true promise, or something like that.
Something like
a true promise, an honest.
O king, because the king is in the vocative, right?
Raja,
so, O king,
yeah.
if you are the one whose promise is true.
If you are one whose word is sincere. Yeah, promise is
true. Because Satya Abhisandaha is an adjectival to Rajan.
Yes.
No, it's a nominative symbol.
Well, it's adjectival to you.
Twam.
It's adjectival to twam, but then the next one, Rajan, is the king. He's speaking to the king, and it's in the vocative, because that's the only thing that they put in the vocative.
But Satya Abhisandha is in nominative singular.
Yes.
Twam is an accusative singular.
No, it's in nominative singular.
That would be twam. Twam is accusative. Twam is nominative.
Oh, sorry.
So it's just you. Yeah, you in the nominative.
Okay, so it's just adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rajan and then Nama. That's again, both Rajan. Rajan is vocative and Namam is accusative.
Yes.
Singular. Pravasaya. Pravasaya, oh, so maybe this is a causal form or something? Pravasaya, actually, I don't know what Pravasaya
it's
means.
Tricky. It's from, I think it's a causal imperative from Pravas. Pravas?
Yeah.
Pravas. So it's, it's just the, you know, like if it was just the regular present imperative, it would be pravasa. So you just add the ya, and that's it.
To make it.
It's because it's second person.
Oh,
remember,
because
the
it
second
doesn't have an ending.
Form, it doesn't have an ending.
Imperative
exactly.
Doesn't have an ending, and so you just add the.
Yeah, just the ya's
yeah.
Added, so it's second person singular. And it means, I think it's just saying banisher, sent to exile.
Make him dwell,
okay.
Same idea.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is this from the Ramayana?
Yeah.
Kekai is telling
Dasharatha is talking to Ya.
Yeah, Kekai is telling Dasharatha, you know, if you give me a word.
Yeah.
So if you're a man of your word.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what it is. Now,
yeah.
If you're a man of your word, then cause him to... Okay. Nava panchat cha varshani. Nava here doesn't mean...
I think it's nine. Mm-hmm.
Nine and five,
yeah.
14 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Why he was exiled for 14. Nava panchacha is 14 then.
Mm-hmm.
Varshani is years, nominative, plural.
Mm-hmm.
Nirjane gahane vane. Nirjane is... Oh, vane is a locative singular for the forest. And then gahane, what does gahane mean? Gahan, oh, impassable. So in Nirjane Gahane Vane, Nirjane actually is a poor person or something.
Without people.
Okay.
Tenantless or deserted.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Nirjane and Gahane are both adjectival to Vana.
Yes.
So in the impenetrable,
yes.
lonesome
forest.
So
exactly.
Banish caused them to be exiled for 14 years in
mm-hmm.
the.
You would just say exile him or. Make
banish
him dwell.
Him.
Banish him.
Make him
yeah.
Banish him. Are you texting?
No. I'm playing a game.
Ah! I am playing! That's even worse.
I'm listening. I'm totally there.
Well,
I'm
not guarding. So I don't blame you.
I'm not as good as...
Anyway, Tara will be my teacher at the moment. So
no, so what can I do? I just listen to make sure you're doing well.
You're not.
I am too. I'm totally with you.
All right, so do you think we're done?
You're
multitasking, Carol?
What can I do? I'm
but
just trying to be
so
blatant teacher,
about
a teacher.
She's sitting in front of us. And
well, you're all doing fine. Okay, I'm with you. Okay, let's go. Let's read it to us.
Yati satya abhisandhas sandaha.
Yati satya abhisandhaha.
Tvam
tahatvam.
Rajan Namam Pravasaya.
Rajan Ramam
Pravasaya. Pravasaya.
Pravasaya.
Oh, Ramam.
Rajan Ramam Pravasaya.
So, oh, cause the exile of Rama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was a no. So I
not cause the exile. Either make him go someplace or exile him.
Exile Rama.
Yeah.
I thought this was a no. I didn't even. Nava pancha cha varshani.
Nava pancha cha varshani.
Nirjane gahane vane.
Nirjane
gahane
vane.
Thank you, Tara.
You're welcome.
You were very helpful.
I'm helpful to Tara by not interfering. Otherwise, she won't get to teach you. That's her job right now.
She has to teach me. She's doing a grand job of it.
Yeah. Good. So we've got only 1, 2, 3 sentences left. That's nice.
Yeah. And then we do the aorist,
which is going to be with us for a long time.
And that is totally brand new to me.
Right.
So does it say for
most people, a lot of times when you're learning, they just skip the errors.
That's what we did the
but
first
time. This time we're not going
to
do
that.
No,
we need to learn it.
We need to really do it.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing it for a long time.
We can take our time. We're going to almost be done with the book after that.
Yeah.
Tara, does it say for, you know, the pravasaya, when
uh-huh.
the causal imperative, it has some notes?
No, I just figured it out. Because I noticed, I saw pravasa, and I said
it should
that
be pravas.
Right.
The word is pravas, yeah.
Right, but once I saw that form, I thought,
I mean, I just
it's got to
like
be imperative. I just guess.
The addition of the yo must be imperative, but
yeah.
There's nothing that says. And because it doesn't have an ending,
right.
It's second person imperative.
And also because something was in the vocative, I thought there's probably going to be an imperative in here.
Because you.
Just
yeah.
From the context. Yeah. Yeah.
Call him to do this.
Yeah,
I'm
he's speaking
to
directly
you.
To him. If you're a man of your word, then.
She is, yeah.
Or she. Yeah, so all of those things led me to look at that, and then I just decided, well, I bet you just add the yeah.
Yeah, Oh, yeah.
No, I wonder why they say Navapancha instead of 14. Navapancha is not the only way to say 14.
No, it isn't, but it's one way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's poetic.
Yeah.
Navapancha Varshani Nirjanikani Mani. My God.
9 and 5 aren't like.
But Ramayana was not in Sanskrit, no. Ramayana was written in.
Yeah, but now you can have it in Sanskrit now.
Yeah,
it's written in Hindi. Tulsidas Ramayana, right?
Yeah, not even Hindi. It's.
Oh, what was it? I thought it was Hindi.
No, I'm not even knowing.
Okay. It's kind of interesting that they say 9 and 5 because if you think about it, those are significant numbers. Like there's 9 grahas. And
oh,
then 5 is like pancha, like the pancha mahabhuta. I mean, all
and
the
why
five,
did they why did they pick that number?
That's right.
Yeah.
I think
but
those are
know, even
numbers.
In Mahabharata, when the Pandavas were exiled, they were also exiled for 14 years.
That's right.
Both Ramayana and
yeah.
Mahabharata was
right.
The exile was for 14 years.
Huh.
So they probably is.
At the last year, yeah, that was the last year they were supposed to be incognito.
Huh. All right, so we'll just finish up these last sentences for next time.
Yeah.
Yudhishthira. Oh.
Yeah,
Yudhishthira. That's from Mahabharata.
We'll finish up those sentences and then start. We can start reading the airs.
Yeah.
These are very nice. They're kind of easier.
What are the air sentences?
No, the causal.
The sentence, the grammar was very easy.
Yeah.
I could eyeball it and I could see
yeah,
the
yeah.
Sundays. It was very easy, but the translation was very difficult.
Yeah, yeah. For that someone's reminder, that was odd.
So
for that second.
That's the thing. It can be, you could think it's easy. I mean, it can be easy
yeah.
in one way, but not
yeah.
another way.
It's good. It gives us a chance to really learn the causal. I'm glad we spent time on it.
Yeah, me too. I understand it much better now. Plus with Goldman's book. That's really helpful.
I'm hoping the summer will be easier for me.
Yeah.
You know, my mom is coming by Air India, and Air India is on strike. I don't know what she's going to do.
Really?
When did she come?
She's meant to leave in about a week,
uh-huh.
but I don't know.
See how it goes, yeah.
And she probably already has her ticket, right?
Yeah, she's had her ticket before they went on strike. We're leaving in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see how that affects us. But what if we say her? You show us there. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Guru Pyo Namaha Harihi Om